Tricia Clarkson, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Good, good. Learning to Drive is, it's open in some cities. It opens this weekend in the Bay Area.
Yes.
And I love this movie. Did you enjoy making this movie with Ben Kingsley?
Of course I did. I have wanted to make this movie for almost 9 years. I had read the article, the essay in The New Yorker by Katha Pollitt. It resonated with me. I thought it was funny and poignant. And then Sarah Kernishan did a beautiful adaptation. And I was attached to this movie. But it was a tough movie to get made. But I'm so glad. It was worth the wait. It was worth the journey. Every single door that slammed in our face, a new one opened. And here we are with a movie that has really, I think, resonated with people. Yeah.
Now, you said it was difficult to get made. Much has been made for years about the lack of roles, strong roles for women, yes, and both in front of the camera, but also women making movies. Was that part of the problem here? Was that why it took so long to get made, or was it funding or
I think it was normal? It's two middle-aged people in a little smelly car in Manhattan, and you can't drive around Toronto. You can't shoot this anywhere else but Manhattan. And so the logistics of the film, which were not changeable in any way, certain things, elements of it had to remain. So, you know, two middle-aged people in a car, ooh, that's sexy. But actually, it really is. Yeah. In the end, as you know, with this film, it's very sexy and very funny, and it's funnier than people, you know, I think realized. And in terms of, you know, and what is beautiful? It is a strong, flawed, complicated, fiercely intelligent woman at the center of this film, my character, Wendy. And, you know, she's not a sympathetic character at the beginning. She has to earn that. And I love that because I think that's what's great for women these days is playing those women that are not heroic. They're ordinary people. I haven't done anything miraculous. In terms of other women involved in this project is incredible in that it was, the essay is written by a woman, Katha Pollitt, adapted by a woman, Sarah Kernishan, directed by a woman, Isabel Coixet, edited by a woman, Thelma Schoolmaker, and stars a woman. So it's, and produced by a woman. Mm. So it's a lot of estrogen.
Well, it's a wonderful movie. Your role in it, you were so brilliant in your role, and I wonder, I thought to myself afterwards, this must be very like how Patricia Clarkson is. Are you like the character? What?
Which parts did you like best? Yes, I am. First of all, I wish I were brilliant enough to be a book critic. I joke that the most I could review would be Charlotte's Web. I'm mercurial, and I am fiery and fierce, and a man I were with walked out on me, I'd probably have a similar reaction. But there are elements of Wendy that are slightly foreign to me, you know, that are not really me. But that's the beauty of acting. You have to connect the dots as best you can to yourself. Yeah. And then the rest has to be left to the gods or to Sir Ben Kingsley.
Sure.
Who is a god.
Yeah. Was it great to work with him? Is he just wonderful?
He's just a man for all ages. Yeah. He's the man of most people's dreams. He's a really, I adore him. We did a beautiful film together with Isabel Coixet about 6 years ago called Elegy, which is when I got the idea to try to connect them to this project. As you know, in that film, it was based on the Philip Roth novel, and we played lovers in that film, so we got to know each other very, very well, and that held us in good stead throughout the shooting of this film. We had no time, limited resources. It was a very tough shoot, and even though Wendy and Darwan, they come from these disparate worlds. At a certain, we have to have chemistry, and that's that's something you can't direct, or you just have to hope for. And Sir Ben and I really get on very, very well, and we're comfortable with one another.
It's interesting about him in that, of course, he played Gandhi, and
And I had to drive Gandhi around New York City.
Right.
No, it's me. People say, didn't you have like a tow truck or a double? I was no. It's Patty and Gandhi driving around Manhattan.
That's funny.
Okay.
That's funny, but it occurred to me that, you know, Gandhi was his biggest role probably, and it's how we best know him. But I don't think of him, he plays a Sikh.
Beautiful Sikh man, devoted and devout.
And
gorgeous. Yeah.
In this movie, but I always just think of him as just this very British guy.
Well, he is very British.
Yeah.
Sir Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, he is Sir Ben.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't really get any more British.
Right.
But he is, the beauty of Sir Ben is he's very funny, which people, he's very witty. And he's very loving and really, he's a peach. He's really a dream to work with. So that was vital, and it saved us on days that the two of us could really just rock and roll, because we know each other well, and we had to just, you know, we're shooting in Manhattan, we had to improv on certain days, not the dialogue. It was a beautiful script, and we were very loyal to that script. But we had to just kind of think fast on our feet, and that's always helpful when you have someone who is a consummate actor.
I always think he and Sir Patrick Stewart remind me a lot of each other, and we've had both of them on as guests, and they always stand out to me as people, as nice as people as you could meet.
Patrick Stewart, I had the very good fortune of, I have met him, and I know his wife, his beautiful wife, Sunny. They are, he's a fantastic man also. Wonderful man.
You mentioned, I didn't realize that Learning to Drive had started out life as an essay in The New Yorker. The New Yorker, my wife and I went on this road trip based on an article we read in The New Yorker. It's amazing to me the amount of times I pick something up and I'm like, I don't know. And you start reading
and you read it.
And you get drawn in. And we ended up going on this road trip from Nashville down through, you know, Tennessee and Mississippi and down to New Orleans.
Article? Wait, I think I know.
It was about a record label called Fat Possum Records.
Yes.
And it's this guy out in the middle of nowhere in northern
Possum.
Mississippi.
I know this article.
And he went around and he basically found old blues guys that were washed up and forgotten, that had never been anything to begin with. And he went and found them and recorded them and made records and put them out. And we thought, I can't remember his name now, but we based our whole road trip around him, and we went out there and I emailed him and we hooked up and he went to his house, and then we went to all these towns where he had talked about, you know, where all these artists were from. Mm-hmm. Clarksdale, which is where Morgan Freeman is from.
Right.
And he's got this, it's amazing. It was eye opening. And I was so enthralled by the whole trip.
Well, I like road trips with a purpose.
Yeah, my God. It was amazing.
That sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime
moment.
It
really was. And we think about it and we talk about it all the time. And it wound up in New Orleans. And I know you're from New Orleans. Right. And it was this time. So it was exactly a year before Katrina happened.
Wow.
But this really stands out. But I wanted to ask you about that. How New Orleans is your hometown. How is it doing?
Well, you know, we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of Katrina. And the city is doing very well. And as you know, my mother was president of the city council for many years. So she is Miss New Orleans. Lives and breathes and almost died for this city. She never left during Katrina, never. She waded in water waist high. For many years, she had what we call the Katrina cough. She was a warrior I love my hometown. It's an extraordinary city. Mm. It's led now by the great mayor, Mitch Landrieu, and it's rallying, and it's some things have come back better than ever. There is still work to be done. There are still people who are disenfranchised by Katrina. Still who have to get their footing back. Some businesses never came back. Some people never came back, and that's heartbreaking to me. But you know, because I know all of those people who didn't return probably still long for home because New Orleans